Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. All the talk in this town is about the Donald Trump budget. Defense hawks say that $58 billion increase in defense spending is not enough. And the liberals are crying that the long list of cuts in spending on many non-defense programs will devastate the country. I'll just say this. We should not be surprised. President Trump's budget is consistent with his campaign promises. He said he would make cuts and reduce the budget deficit. Now, his budget has $1.1 trillion in discretionary money to spend. He proposes to increase defense spending by $54 billion, and that's a 10% bump up. He does that by taking that money away from other discretionary programs. He lets the axe fall on EPA with a 31% cut. I like that. The State Department and international programs give up 28%. And the Labor Department and agriculture come in next, giving up 20%. And the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development gives up 13%, and on and on. Farmers and ranchers are cheering many of those cuts. Government has gotten too big. However, there's some concern about what could mean to the ag industry itself. Keep in mind that 20% of the Department of Agriculture budget is discretionary. Farm subsidies and crop insurance are safe for now because they are not discretionary. They can't be touched unless the Congress changes the law. The big entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare are also mandatory and safe. However, at some point, the president could ask the Congress to consider taking some money from some of the entitlement programs. Keep in mind, the Congress has the power of the purse. The president can propose, but the Congress will dispose. Although President Trump has said he would not touch Social Security and Medicare, that's where the money is. The little tweak there on those programs, and that could bring in big money and make it easier to balance the budget. Changing Social Security and Medicare is the third rail of politics, and it would not be easy. But I think it's time to raise the retirement age. Some members of Congress have declared President Trump's budget dead on arrival. However, it will influence what is finally passed by the Congress. Let the debate begin. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.